Podbot Door AI. The following discussion covers ways you can use baking quotes for a particular example of what I have implemented, as well as some ways you can use it for other examples. One problem with baking quotas is that once you have learned it, you tend to use it occasionally for making lists. For example, the following expressions are placed on a list of 2 instead of 5. Backquote needs to analyze any code to be able to do that, because it allows you to use it in certain places. Since it sometimes seems that commands want to evaluate their arguments, we need to know which variables to refer to, so we decide to define a function whose arguments must be quoted as arguments to prevent them from being evaluated. This means that if several commas occur in a row, the left one belongs to the innermost backquote. Commas can counteract the effects of back references, but the number of commas must match the back reference. In this case, a comma is paired with the outermost comma when the default is to pair the comma with the inner quote, which is furthest behind, and vice versa. If a comma occurs in the template, the expression is evaluated by the comma to create the object to be inserted at this point. The first value returned by the code is then evaluated in the form called byproduce, and if this expression happened to be code, it is inserted into another code preceded by a comma. If the character immediately follows the comma, followed by a character, it evaluates to create a list of objects, or if no character follows, it evaluates back to the original code. You can use the wrap next tag to separate multiple contents, and these are provided to the macro as the first parameter. Remember that if you do this exceedingly tricky stuff, you will not be able to gather the right references. Remember that after the rating, only one reverse gear is used, just like regular quotes, but they are not recursive. Backquote still needs to be tested in a real-world scenario, so if your backticks are nested, expand the innermost comma first. The use of nested feedback quotes is usually a tedious debugging, and the answer is that feedback quotes become essentially unreadable and indescribable. A single quote is normally used only to delimit characters and constants that contain double quotes and are interchangeable. A single quote is required to avoid backslashes in a single, quoted, string of a double, quote. Double quotes can also be printed as characters or constants when used in conjunction with a backtick, such as a character or constant that is often converted to a name. The preferred quote for this is backtick, and you will usually use deparse for it, but if you prefer double quotes, you can use either single or double quotes as long as it is the same number of characters. A character pair is used to display a line of text that defines a command in programming languages such as Perl, PHP, Ruby, etc. A backquote character is valid in the context of a simple, quoted, string of double quotes in Perl or PHP languages. Sometimes it is used by typists who use a keyboard with accented characters but are unable to type the accented letters in their native language. It shares similar features with iOS and displays the corresponding number of buttons. Users can click on an accent by holding down and pressing the vowel key to open a menu of accents. Combining characters with a gravestone, you can access them by pressing and holding the vowel key while holding down a finger to open the accent menu. Raw characters and constants are available with a syntax similar to C. If an element of a piece is a string, it adds a new symbol named A. If there is a nested expression, symbol values may be used, but the final sequence must not contain more than one or more symbols and only one symbol for each piece of the expression. The restructured text plane, text markup language is implemented in the Python docutils package. Unicode escapes can be used to enter a string when storing the string internally in UTF-8, and Unicode escape sequences are supported when reading. Embedding zeros in strings is not allowed, so using an escape field like 0 for a NUL will eventually result in a truncated string, usually without warning. When reading, backticks appear on the left side of the text when scanning or reading from a string. One of the drawbacks of using XML is that you write many double quotes in strings. Having to enter this can be annoying in contexts where you try to save keystrokes. This is all for today, guys. My name is Byron and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.